Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Jet plane over Barbados for the very first time. Planes had been landing at Sewell Airport as early as 1938, with Barbados receiving regular aircraft arrivals, which many people were keen to see and admire. On the 27th of November, 1952, for the first time in the island's history, residents heard the peculiar whine of a bomber aircraft when the Rolls-Royce powered twin-engine RAF bomber flew over. Virtually every Barbadian in the Bridgetown area emerged from their homes, their offices, and schools to see and hear the new technological marvel. And the RAF pilot of the Canberra bomber did not disappoint, flying over sections of Bridgetown for approximately 25 minutes to give an expectant population a display they would never forget. The Canberra bomber, piloted by Air Vice Marshal Dermot A. Boyle, part of the Royal Air Force Bomber Command, was heard over Bridgetown shortly before 9 a.m. Hundreds of people flocked to the Bay Street Esplanade and other windows to the sea to see the spectacle. School at Commamare was delayed by 1 hour as students left their classrooms to join the crowd to admire the, quote, speed and maneuverability of the bomber. The bomber clocked 400 miles per hour as it circled the island's capital. The aircraft was one of four Canberras on a mission to South and Central America, first stopping at Trinidad and Tobago before arriving in Barbados. It took just 20 minutes to cover the 210-mile distance between these two countries. Flown for the first time in 1949, the planes had a top speed of 540 miles per hour with a range of 5,470 kilometers. The plane certainly gave islanders a breathtaking air exhibition never before seen on this island on this day of 27th November 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.